stuff a sheep has on its back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a name for a male hog.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me see. But talking about hogs in general, a little one, when it's first born, that's called a...
Piglet.
Okay. And after it gets a little bit older, it's a...
Pig.
Okay. And then when they get real big, they're called...
Hogs.
Okay. And the things, the stiff hairs they have on their backs, they're called...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have them in bristles, or in brushes. You know what I mean? The things in brushes, they're called what?
It's bristles.
Okay. And the big teeth that a hog has are... No name. Tusks, have you heard?
I heard that mostly elephant.
Okay. Okay, the big teeth in an elephant, then you call those, you say they're... Okay. Have you ever heard them called anything else? You ever heard that pronounced any different ways?
Mm-hmm.
Just that one way? Okay. And the thing that they put the food in for a hog would be a what?
Big pen.
Okay, or they might have a boxy kind of thing, a long thing like this that they throw the food in. You know what that is? Trough?
I've heard of that.
Trough. Okay. If you were talking about two or three of those, you'd talk about two or three.
Troughs.
Okay. A hog that's grown up wild. Have you ever heard of those around here?
I've heard of the people... I told you, just call them wild hogs. They don't have a special name for them.
Okay, okay. Have you ever seen any or heard of any around here?
No, I haven't.
I've heard of them, but I've never seen any.
Mm-hmm.
They say they run along the levee there. At any rate, let me see. If you have a female cat and you don't want it to have babies, you have to do what to it?
Have a spade.
Okay. And chickens, they're kept in a...
Chicken house.
Okay, chicken house. Another word you might use for that, a chicken...
Coop.
Okay, and then if you're going to eat one, the part that the kids always want, that you pull apart, you know, from the neck, you call that the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bone from the neck that the kids always want to pull apart.
I don't know what... Just the bone?
Yeah. Yeah, just the bone.
Wishbone.
Okay, you call that a wishbone. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called anything else?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard pulley bone?
No.
Okay. Let me see. The inside parts of a chicken, that's called the...
Inside? What do you mean?
Like the... Oh, when you buy it, you know, you get the... they always have wrapped up inside the neck, and then they have the gizzard and the heart and the liver, usually. That's called the what? Usually you chop them up and put them in gravy.
I don't have a special name for them.
Okay. Just the inside.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Let me see. What about the inside parts of a pig?
The inside.
It's still the inside. Okay. You ever, this you gotta know. You ever have, where they take the intestines of the pig and they clean them all up and then they fry them? They cut them up and fry them? You know what that is?
I think sweetbreads or something like that.
Okay. Over in Sally every year, they have a big festival where they fry up a whole bunch of them. Chitlins?
Oh, yeah.
Chitlins. Can you say it for my microphone?
Chitlins.
Okay. Would you say chitlins or chitlings? Which would you more?
Chitlins.
Chitlins. Okay. Let me see. And then if you're riding a horse, the part you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Okay. And